The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
First talk back of the day. Let's kick things off.
What is up, you guys? It's your buddy Ivan from New York. And I feel like yesterday wasn't hyped up enough. But let's go, 2026! Woo! But hopefully this year, I'm able to take Chidi on a date. Let's keep our hopes up. But let's go. Have a good day.
Okay, a couple things unpacked there. I think he's right. I don't think yesterday was hyped up enough. We're back. We're starting the new year 2026. So I'm going to throw it over to our very own hype girl, Jess, and let her pump everybody up. Because yesterday it didn't really happen. We kind of came out, we're like, we're back. And people are like, oh, I'm glad you're back from vacation. There wasn't enough buildup. There wasn't enough hype. So Jess, get everybody, get the Bay Area hyped up. People are oh, this is the longest week ever already. It's only Tuesday. And get people excited.
You're right. Let's go, people. It's 2026. New year, new you. Don't let anybody stop you from achieving your goals this year. I know it's a Tuesday. Tuesdays can be a little rough, but hey, grab your coffee. Grab a second coffee if you need it.
Grab a third coffee.
Grab a third coffee if you need it. And you go out there and grab life by the... Just grab it.
By what?
I don't think that really... It didn't do it for me. Okay. Hey, Selena, did you get hyped up off of that?
Not really, but I haven't had coffee yet.
What's everybody's general outlook for 2026? Are we excited about this year?
I am.
2025 was kind of like, eh. It wasn't like the best year. It wasn't the worst year. It was just kind of like, eh. What? I don't know.
I'm a little indifferent. I haven't decided yet. I'm not mad at it.
I feel like 2026 is going to be very indifferent. I think that's the word.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, that's not very uplifting, you guys.
It's just our truth. Didn't hype you up enough to get excited about the year and all the things to look forward to this year.
I'm excited for this year because 20...
Oh, Jess is going to get married this year.
No.
Oh, is that happening this year?
No, I think it's happening next year. But it can only go up from here, you guys. 2025 was rough.
You think we bottomed out in 2025? There's been worse years.
I've had worse years. I'm just hoping it's not worse than last year.
What was so bad about
don't
last
jinx
year?
It.
I already forgot.
I don't know. I just fell off.
Yeah, I did.
Also, are we done with the... I know we're going to talk about weather in a second, but are we done with the rain?
We're done with the rain for this.
Yes!
For the week. For the week.
Woo-woo!
For the week. For the week.
It's going to be back?
It's probably going to be back eventually. But yeah.
Anything else, Graham?
Yeah, I wanted to throw this out really quick because I saw this article about how the vanity, every year at the end of the year, the different DMVs across the country release like their list of rejected license plate vanity names, you know, requests of that people put in and applied for and that they had to deny.
Yes.
And this one was put up by Illinois. And I wanted to ask you guys because here's their list. You know, the sweet people of Illinois, you know, they're a little wholesome out there in the Midwest. Here's the list of the rejected ones out there, and you got to tell me what's wrong with these. I can't figure out what's wrong with any of these names. One of the rejected, they said they had 56,000 applications for vanity plates during the year last year. 550 of them got rejected. Here's just a sampling of some of the ones that were rejected. Again, I'm confused as to why BBL was rejected.
What's wrong with that?
If you want to put BBL on your license plate, who cares?
Why can't you?
Right?
Okay, one's funny.
Here's another one, blue balling.
That's funny.
What's wrong with
that? What's wrong with that?
You can't put that on a license plate?
You should.
Another one here, I be pooping. Like, who cares? If that person wants to announce to the world, that's what they're currently doing. Big deal, right?
Who cares?
The next one, bricked.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay. I-C-U-P. Or I-cup. It depends how you want to read it, but I think it's I-C-U-P.
Okay, so what? iCup. It's the new cup by Apple.
Exactly. Yeah. Who cares? Send nudes? We're all thinking it. We all want you to send them.
That's a good one.
Why do I feel like that one is a thing? I feel like I've seen that one before.
You've seen send nudes on a license plate before? Not in Illinois, you haven't. That one got rejected. Badass mom. Again,
I love it.
Spelling here is obviously slightly abbreviated, but that's what it says.
Bro.
Why can't you put badass mom on a license plate?
Over the weekend, I saw someone's license plate who was just, it just said D's, and then he had the truck nuts. Right under it.
Nice job. Nice job. See, yeah, you have to get creative because apparently you can't put anything on a license plate before. One more here, Prius-y. It's like Prius, but... Prius. I thought that's funny. Why can't you put that on a license plate?
I don't know.
People don't
want us to live our best lives.
People hate fun.
They be hating.
Yeah.
They be hating should be a license plate. They be hating.
I be pooping.
That's a good one.
That was good.
Coming up next, Graham wants to share a story from Christmas time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So the Venezuelan leader that was captured over the weekend was in court yesterday, like Graham told us yesterday morning. He is facing four federal charges. And yesterday, he pled not guilty to all of them. There's also a lot of protesting.
There
in New York City where the court hearing happened.
Interesting. All right, it was an interesting night for the Warriors, who were in L.A. taking on the Clippers last night. Coach Steve Kerr got ejected from the game for arguing with officials, marking just the fifth time ever in his coaching career that he's gotten bounced from a game. Meanwhile, Steph Curry fouled out in the game, something he hasn't done since 2021. And with all that, the Warriors lost 103-102. They're now 19-18 on the season and in eighth place in the Western Conference.
Mostly cloudy skies for this Tuesday. There may be some leftover drizzle, but it will be very spotty throughout the day. Other than that, though, we're basically done with the heavy rain for the week. It'll be in the mid to high 50s.
Nice.
Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 6.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, the new year has brought with it a bunch of new responsibilities, and you've got more than you can handle right now, which is weird for you. If you can delegate, now's the time to pass along some of the detail work to someone you can trust. If not, better get busy. Like the fun getting busy either. Like the, you know, do more work.
Why can't you do both?
Well, I guess why not?
You it's do new you, year. Aries. Exactly. All right, next in the JV Show, Graham wants to share a story from Christmas time. Something having to do with your son?
Uh-huh. This is a good one.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Edwin from Brentwood. Man, as a Raider fan, this week could not have gone better with the Pete Carroll firing. Time for a breath of fresh air. And yes, even as a Raider fan, wishing the Niners good luck. Hey, Niners fans, be proud of your team. Even with all the injuries, just to get to the playoffs. Heck, I would wish the Raiders be in that position. Anyways, have a great rest of your day.
Now that's someone with good sense.
Look at that.
There we go.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Look at that. Raider fan extending an olive branch to the Niners saying good luck in the playoffs. We could use some more of that. I remember when I tried to do that one time and support an Oakland team, and everyone's like, no, get out of here. You're a Niner. Get out of here. So then I was like, hashtag never again.
I like that. Yeah. That was nice. All right. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right. You said a good story, Graham. Better be good.
Yeah. So my son, Ford, he's 8 years old. He wanted to get a drone for Christmas, and Santa delivered, you guys brought him like a pretty cool, it's very small drone that one that looked fairly easy to fly. And he did. He took it out on the first day and was kind of flying it around and figuring out how to fly it. And I took my crack at it. I crashed it a couple times, I'll be honest. The thing seems pretty durable though, so whatever. I never really flown a drone before. I don't know what I was doing. And he, you know, it was fine, but by our house, there's a bunch of trees and stuff, and he crashed into a few trees, and we kind of needed to get to some more open space. So one day, there's like a bike trail near our house, and we took the kids for a bike ride with some friends, and my son Ford also brought the drone along. He's like, I'm going to fly it out there because it's a lot more open. Perfect. Great idea. Mostly, it's a lot of vineyard out there. We live in Napa, and there's just like a vineyard on either side of this bike trail. So he's flying it up and flying it around, and we had some friends there, and then the other little kids are oohing and on, and he's having a great time. I was like, why don't you go a little higher? You know, let's see what this thing can do.
Uh-oh.
And so he took it up higher, but then started going farther and farther away from us. And since it's a small drone, you can't tell what direction it's facing to fly it back to you. And there's no, like, return to home. But I know a lot of them have, like, a button you can hit, and they'll just fly back to you. This one didn't have that.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
So it keeps going as it's going higher and higher and farther away. And, again, this thing's only maybe 10 inches or something. It's small. You're just... it's way out there, and as you're trying to bring it back, inevitably, he's just flying it farther away. So this thing's flying out over vineyard. Now, I'm just watching it. I'm like, dude, turn around, come back. Okay, try making a small turn, fly this way, and it just keeps going higher and farther away. And so I was like, well, there's no chance it's coming back. And, of course, at one point, it just drops out of the sky and falls straight down. Now, it's deep. It's out there. And I was like, I can't take my eyes off the spot that it fell. Otherwise, we're never going to find it. So I just stood there and, like, pointed on the exact line that it was on. I'm like, I'm not going to move. This is the line that's on. But sorry, kid, you got to walk out there and try to find it. Mm. Now, if you can picture Vineyard Row, there's a lot of wire and stuff on the thing. So each row of vineyard, you have to duck under it, almost crawl to get under into the, and then under the next row and the next row, and it might be 100 rows out there.
Oh, my God. It's out there.
So he starts walking out there, and it's, you get out there, it's very disorienting. Each time you duck under a thing, you probably deviate slightly from the direction that you think you're walking or whatever. And I'm watching him, and I'm like, I'm pointing over here. It's over here. You're on the wrong line. Go farther that way. But he's getting farther away. He can't really hear me, you know, and I'm shouting at him, no, it's that way. But honestly, like, you have no far. It's too hard to tell how far out it went. You know, we just know it's way out there, and I can just see it. He's like way off course and not finding it. And at this point, it's like 4:45. You know, it gets dark at 5:30. I was like, we got one shot to find this thing. Otherwise, it is gone, and it's going to be dark. Dad's going to have to go look. So I start walking out there. Now, look.
Now, you're ducking under all these wires. You're like, you're 6'2".
I'm 6'2 and three quarters. And each time I have to, like, do this weird, like, sideways lunge, full bend over to get to duck under each row. And you're using a bunch of muscles you've never used before with this, like, weird side bend and lunge thing. And I get out there and, you know, 60, 70 rows out, whatever it is. It's
whoa.
Deep. And it's exhausting, you guys. And I get out there, and thank God, I look, and because the grass has grown up, you know, if it had fallen in the grass, I never would have found this thing. It's sitting right on the top of one of the vineyard wires, like up on top of a row of it. Of
oh, vineyard. My God.
It's sitting just like perched, and I was like, there it is. I found it.
You guys now, got so lucky.
Now I
got
to find my kid, right? I can't find him.
He's still out there?
Yeah, he had gone even farther, so I'm out there shouting for him, and you know, I was like, I found it. Let's go back. Now I have to turn and go back and do that same side lunge thing. Selena, remember when you talked about the time that you had to walk from your car at Great America all the way into the park?
It's
and back,
a big parking lot.
And you were the most sore you've ever been. You could hardly walk for several days.
Yeah.
I wasn't even all the way back to where we were. I had ducked under maybe 40 rows coming back. I couldn't do it anymore. I was so tired. I was like, I think I'm going to have to get down on my hands and knees and crawl. Because I can't do any more of these side bend, duck under, lunge things. It was like Army boot camp. I could barely do it. I was so winded. I had to fight to get back to the beginning. And I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. But again, you're using all these weird muscles I've never used before.
That's because you skip leg day.
I actually don't skip leg day, but I don't do a side split lunge bend over thing. I don't know. The next 4 days, you guys, I could barely move. I've never been so sore. My back hurts so bad. My quads and, I mean, I don't even know what muscles they were, hurt so bad. But we found the drone. It was a miracle.
Thank God.
Never allowed to fly anywhere near. It's got to be full open field from now on. We got to be out in the middle of a soccer field if you want to fly that thing again. That or Santa should have brought one that has, like, the return, you know, fly back button. But if you're looking for a new workout to do for the best workout of your life, do the vineyard duck under.
The vineyard crawl.
Rose method. I thought I was going to die out there. I'm like,
oh
I
my
might.
God.
You guys go ahead without me.
Well, at least you guys found the drone. Remember I told you how my husband tried to fly his at Alcatraz and the wind took it away?
And it never.
Oh, no, because it died. He was trying to bring it back, but it was dying. And then it just went dark. And then the wind, it just kept on going.
Did go into the water?
And he was like fighting against the wind. At some point, I'm sure it did because it died.
Oh, yeah. And then it just.
Ooh. Yeah.
See, that
was like
what
using up all the battery power trying to fly against the wind to come back. And then that was it.
Those things really should be.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what they should do. I'm sure there's a lot better ones that are a little more easy, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Grammy. Next, we are going to turn it over to Jess to talk TV. What are you watching?
I just watched Rebecca, the Becky G documentary. Have you guys seen it on Netflix?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Let's talk about it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Welcome back, JV Crew Familia. You were truly missed, but you guys deserve vacation just like the rest of us. Hope you got a lot of rest and had lots of fun. Grammy, I'm ready for my shoey. Jess, I'm sure Ruben was excited when the Giants beat my Raiders. Much love. I'm glad you guys are back. I got caught up with the Wild Thoughts, and what I got out of it, Selena, you a freak.
What?
Rubencito Sacktown.
Rubencito Sacktown signing off. And that's the takeaway, I guess, if you listen, if you go back and listen to all the Wild Thoughts podcast as a whole. I can't really zoom out and listen to them like he did all at once. So maybe that is the takeaway.
Too much filth. I don't know. I don't remember. I try to blackout, everything that we talk about because it's just so...
You're sick.
Yeah, I know. I know. Also, don't just skip over the shoey thing. Okay, you're ready for it. So when are you going to come in and do it? Let's lock it in.
Yeah, we need to get that on the schedule. Ruben Cedar lost a NFL bet as a Raider fan to me, a Niner fan, and he has to take a shoey. So we'll set that up.
All right. Tuesdays, though, around this time, we turn it over to Jess to talk TV.
Mm-hmm. And I started watching, well, completed watching, the Becky G documentary, you guys. It's on Netflix. It's called Rebecca. 10 out of 10 recommend. It made me cry a few times, not gonna lie. Aww. Just because she shows her struggles.
Is it because you say everyone thinks you look like her?
Oh, no. I also don't agree with that. I think it's literally just the forehead. It's the forehead and that's it. But
I gotta do some Googling.
No.
See what
so it just,
Becky G looks
it
like.
It shows her struggles growing up, her family dynamics, and just her trying to make her dreams come true. To provide for her family, basically. So, great documentary. Loved it. Check it out. Now, something that a lot of people were curious about, whether or not she was going to include or mention it in the documentary, was the cheating scandal that she went through with her man. I don't know if you guys remember this, seeing any headlines when this was happening, but she got engaged back in 2022. And then months later, women were coming out saying that her man was talking to them. And he even had put out...
Juicy. I like it.
He had put out a public statement saying, you know, that he made some mistakes. And so, you know, it doesn't really... They don't really share 100% of the extent to which he cheated. But she was put in a tough spot where all of this is happening. She's in the spotlight. At this point, like, you know, a lot more people know of her. And now her fans are expecting her to basically make a decision. Because they're like, girl, you do not deserve this. If you are singing about women empowerment and all of these things in your songs, why are you staying? And so it was a really tough time for her. And she actually does kind of bring it up in the documentary. Now, I want to ask you how you would handle this as a parent. I'm going to play a little clip of something that the mom shares in the documentary. And I want you guys to tell me what you think.
I don't expect perfection from my kids. And I don't expect perfection from people who love them. We all make mistakes, and I know they're working through a lot, and it's not easy in the public eye, but they're both deserving of their own beautiful love story.
Their own beautiful love story.
Love story. So is that Becky's...
That's Becky's mom.
That's her mom, okay.
And she mentions in the documentary that she loves him as a son, too. He's been in their lives for a very, very long time. So as a parent, how do you go about this happening to your child, them getting cheated on, but you also having this close of a relationship to their partner?
you're just... Bye.
Yeah, you're going to cheat on
me. What do you mean? Yeah, because I've been through that firsthand, and so I know what that's like. I can't imagine my daughter going through that type of pain, and for somebody to put her through that kind of pain, and I know what it feels like. No, sorry. Yeah, I did love you like a son, maybe, and I can love you from afar, and, you know, I hope for the best for you. Maybe somebody else, you'll do better with that person, but it's not going to be my daughter.
It'd be impossible not to be deeply offended, right? And I'm sure there's parents listening that have been through this with their kids who are a little older. Like, we've welcomed you into our family, and now you've disrespected, betrayed our entire family. I have no problem cutting you off. I'm sure you're great when you're around. I'm sure you'll be just as great when you're not around.
But what if your daughter doesn't cut him off?
That's the thing. And then he's still coming to the Christmas and the family parties.
I mean, my advice, particularly because, look, you said this was her cheating scandal from a few years ago. And as I'm furiously Googling, who is Becky G? It says she's 28 years old. And if this was from 4 or 5 years ago, she's very early 20s. Yeah. And she's already getting, they were engaged, you said?
Yep.
Engaged. And this person's already cheating on you. Pull the ripcord. That is going to be my advice, and I'm sticking to it.
I mean, that'd be my advice, opinion. Too, but you can't make those decisions for somebody.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? They have to learn themselves.
And obviously, as the child, you don't want your parents to be involved, though. You don't want them to be telling you, like, what to do in your relationship. So it gets tough in that
you're like,
sense,
Mom,
too.
But I love him. You don't understand.
He's trash. Throw him out.
But I love him.
Wait, but you guys, okay. You guys would take the being like a little bit more petty route then, because I think I would too. I'd be like, that's my child.
I don't think that's petty. That's right. Just parents. I mean, that's literally your job is to protect your kids.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't do that?
Yeah. Is it, going back to the fact that she's only 28, is it a little too early to have a documentary about her life?
She's gone through a lot. I'm sure she's going to accomplish more, so there might be another documentary maybe like 10 years from now. But I really, really loved it because she had to almost take on like the role of providing for her family at a very,
and
very
really young,
age.
I remember her coming out here and doing events and she was like 13.
Yes.
So it's super young.
I recommend, especially for people like Graham who was Googling her right now, and put some respect on Becky Graham.
Do we have a Becky drop?
We're on the radio.
That's Becky. Yes.
Okay, I totally know who Becky is.
She was probably like 14 there working. You were making her work at 14, Graham, giving you drops.
There you go. All right.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Meghan Markle's new venture. What is your excitement level, you guys?
Is it honey? Is it jam? Is
no,
it
it's not
toast?
John.
Is it butter?
No.
Is it house products?
No. Well, it's a cookbook.
Oh.
Oh, God.
She is said to be releasing a cookbook out early this year, I think springtime maybe, but it's going to feature recipes from her show, like single skillet spaghetti, rainbow themed fruit salad. Basically, all the things she
cooks
on the show and gets made fun of. Right. That's going to be what's in the cookbook. A lot of people are like,
single skillet salad, single skillet spaghetti.
A lot of people are like, you don't.
How many
really
different skillets are you using to make spaghetti?
One.
Right.
One.
So why is her such a better?
You should make a cookbook, Selena.
Do you think she's actually coming up? Are these original recipes? I wonder that a lot about cookbooks in general that
they're
come
not,
out by any
and she barely
celebrity.
Cooks it. She doesn't know how to use half the things in her kitchen. I mean, not that I would know how to use those fancy things either, but people online are constantly like pointing out what she's doing wrong and how she's spreading salmonella here and there.
It's all contaminated.
So it's like, how are you going to give out safety tips in your cookbook when you don't even know what you're doing?
I am kind of hungry, though. Some single skillet spaghetti sounds pretty good right now.
I'm just so confused as to why they keep putting out all these different projects when they're losing more money than they're making, because these things aren't making any money, are they?
I feel like it has to be part of some sort of contract. Like, you've got to do a book, you have to do this many episodes of a show. It's all part of a thing, and they're just fulfilling all these obligations.
I don't
but
even
she
think
wants
it's
to
contract.
Keep pushing for it.
I think it's something that she wants to do because she keeps pulling this trick where, oh my God, look, it's sold out in this many hours. People, you know, it's just all about the presentation. That's all she cares about. There was a glitch recently on her website where it showed how many products are still left in stock.
And?
For the signature fruit spread gift boxes, there was 137,435 left in stock.
Oh, my God.
What was the starting number? It couldn't have been much higher than that. I mean, you only create a product based on perceived demand. You're like, oh, man, we better make 150,000 of these. We're going to sell a lot of them. And there's still 137,000 left.
So when she drops the cookbook, it's going to be with a bunch of other things like candles and probably more jams and things like that. Gypsy Rose is going to be starting a podcast.
A podcast.
Podcast.
She teased this a little towards the end of last year. I just checked her YouTube. She hasn't launched or posted an like official episode yet, but she did post this little clip where she's in her podcast room. You tell me if you can listen to this for, I don't know, an hour or however long her things are going to be.
So with the new year comes, of course, New Year's resolutions. So this year, my resolution is to honestly prioritize my family, really kind of hone in on the things that are important to me.
I can't do it.
The worst thing you've ever pumped into my headphones. Why? Why
do
does
it.
Everybody think they need a podcast? And everybody assumes that a podcast is like some easy thing. Oh, I just talk and people will love to consume that.
No.
It doesn't work for everyone. We just heard that.
Just tell everyone about the Gypstein files.
You guys.
What?
So during the break, there were so many videos that were released to the public. Videos that Gypsy herself recorded and was sending to Nick during the time that they were dating. And it's videos of her showing him.
And this is before she went to prison.
Yeah. This is her revealing to him that she can walk. This is her telling him all sorts of freaky things because they were in their alter egos, I guess. She's like in her mid-20s during these videos. So a lot of people are questioning, like, we thought your mom wouldn't allow you to have a phone. We thought you didn't really have any freedom. We thought you couldn't walk.
A lot of it is very contradictory to, like, what she said previously.
Blowing up the entire narrative of what happened. Narrative,
which I think is why, like, she is trying to stay away from, like, TikTok now and move on to doing the podcast and doing those type of videos instead.
And I just checked her YouTube where she's going to be posting her podcast. It says Gypsy Rose Blanchard, Healing, Acceptance, and Peace.
Interesting.
No, I think after those videos come out, you just go ghost.
But does that change legally any way that they looked at the case? Because, right, I mean
they can't now. She's already been charged with that and did the time.
And I think they had access to these videos. So it's really strange because in these videos, it almost seems like she was the one lying to her mom about a lot of things and not the other way around. Again, who knows?
I feel like that really wouldn't have mattered in court anyways. She was being charged with, you know, killing of her mom. You know, not the lying.
Right, but I guess like the level of the abuse that she was receiving would impact like a judge and the sentencing and how much time you're going to be given. Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
The Gypsy.
The Gypsy Files.
That's a good name. I like that.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, holy flu season, you guys. The flu season in the United States is now in full swing. 45 states reporting high or very high levels of flu activity. There are reports showing the levels are the highest we've seen in the past 5 years. And the Bay Area, unfortunately, no different. We seem to be the epicenter of it in California. In all of California, the Bay Area currently has the second highest level of flu cases, only behind Fresno and some of the surrounding Central Valley areas. And we know they don't wash their hands in Fresno. So what are we doing in the Bay Area? A local medical official is saying the best way to protect yourself, still getting a flu shot even this far into the flu season. It's not too late. Flu vaccine, they say, very good at protecting against severe symptoms, even if it doesn't prevent you from getting infected. The one caveat to that I had read was that this year's flu vaccine, because they develop it way in advance, and then the flu virus influenza A, like, mutated or whatever since the time they developed it, and they're calling that one the super flu, and the super flu is the one spreading around the globe right now, so I don't know how much protects you against that, but they're saying you should still do it. Also, the thing that medical officials cautioning everyone about is they're saying the holidays, when everybody is off and going to family gatherings and stuff, the worst time, not to mention everybody spreading stuff around their family as there's all these gatherings, but now everybody's going back into schools and into work and then spreading even more. So the highest levels of activity are probably going to be over the next few weeks.
Dang
so
it.
Wash your hands, you know.
Yeah, I do honestly, all the right things. I was expecting to come in here and for Selena to be sick.
No, you're not sick.
No, I was in my own little bubble at home.
Mm. Good.
Safe and sound. That's about to change. The kids are back at school.
Yeah, Jess, what's the over-under on days till Selena gets sick?
Yeah, it's next week.
Next week for sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to what the bleep.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Johnny from San Jose. Message for Graham. Hey, Graham, so what happened with the survivor pool with Jess's fiance? Did you win that, or how did it go?
That's a great question. I was in a survivor pool that Jess's man organizes. Mm-hmm. I did pretty well in that. I did not win it. I made it to the final 20-something people. Yeah. I can't remember. I did all right, and I got bounced on some game.
Dang it.
But I'm still alive in another survivor pool. I'm in, you guys, and it is a huge jackpot. I made it through the entire season. If you've ever done a survivor pool, you're just picking a winner each week. And now it's moving into the playoffs. And, oh, man, I am freaking out. Oh, also, you guys, I totally forgot. My team, Fart Party, my regular fantasy football team, won the championship,
no
you guys.
Way. So what does that mean? Like, what do you get?
$1,200.
Oh.
Dang.
Hell yeah, bro.
Okay.
I had no business winning that thing. I hardly paid any attention to that team, but we did it.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. Graham, we need an update. Is the RV still there? Yes or no? Let us know. Thank you.
All right, if you're new to the JV Show, I let a friend store this old rusted out RV on my property, and it was supposed to be for a day or two, and then it's been there forever. And you already know the answer.
It's still there. Okay.
I made a very hard push to get it hauled off before Christmas because we were hosting Christmas Day dinner and stuff. And I was like, can we get that thing out of there before then? And I got a lot of assurances. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to come get it tomorrow. Yeah. I'll be there.
Oh,
sorry. I didn't get there, but I'll get it tomorrow. I'll get it. Yeah. And it's still
there.
Wow.
Because of the rain, obviously. You can't go get it when it's all muddy.
Yeah, it's all stuck there.
All right, let's kick off with the bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If that is you, then you're going to be winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
So, are you supposed to clean out the inside of your every time you use it?
Ooh.
Do you do that,
that's
Jess?
That's a good question. I feel like you have to.
Yeah,
what are we talking
about?
An
infection.
Yeah.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word
could be. Some people are like,
be.
It's self-cleaning. Like, it is?
yeah, but not when you've done what you've done to it. It's not self-cleaning. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG. And where do you leave your guess? On the iHeartRadio app, on the TalkBack mic. You got to be streaming Wild 94.9. That's the first step. And then leave your TalkBack. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. Got to be the first correct answer of the morning to get that JV Show chug.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly to win this JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the TalkBack mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip in case you missed it. So, are you supposed to clean out the inside of your every time you use it? Jess, you said you don't.
What? No, I do.
Recipe for a YouTube. Never mind.
Graham, do you?
That's not my,
I feel like Graham doesn't. Graham doesn't.
I feel like you don't either.
I don't.
Or like you wouldn't.
He never does.
If you had the option.
He never would.
Right.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Cecilia from Morgan Hill. Is the bleeped out word air fryer?
That was a popular
guess
this morning. Air fryer. Selena, do you have an air fryer?
I do.
And?
I think you're supposed to, but I don't.
So there's just like the pieces of buffalo wing just all stuck in... And then they're just getting fried again in there?
Sometimes.
Oh, adds a little flavor, a little seasoning to the next thing that you're going to air fry.
I mean, cleaning it is such a hassle. Like, they really should make these easier.
They have little kind of like pockets that you put in
there. Yeah, they have like little sleeves you could put in there. Maybe I just got like a, because I've got some before, but maybe I just got like a not a good kind. Because even those are getting like a little crispy. And I was like, are these even allowed in air fryers? I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, you should be cleaning your air fryers, people.
Got it.
Morning, JV Show. This is Misty from Union City, and I believe the bleeped out word is lint trap.
Lint trap and dryer. Ooh. A lot of people guessing dryer or lint trap.
Yep.
You got to clean. You empty
every
that
time.
Thing every
it's like
time,
you have
right?
to or it doesn't dry.
Yeah.
Or it could catch on fire, right? If like there's a ton of lint in there.
The old lint fire.
Can it?
Is that a myth?
No, that's a real thing. Yeah.
Wait, that happened to my parents when I was little.
So why did you just ask if that is that a thing? And it happened to your family.
I didn't know that's what caused it.
Okay.
But I do know there was a dryer incident. I remember that. My mom was like fighting flames.
There's a lot of fires in your home.
Right.
What has been? Okay. Yeah.
During Thanksgiving.
My mom's having to cut on fire. Yep. Right. And then I caught my kitchen on fire.
Yep.
Hey, let's move on.
Good morning, JV Show, and welcome back. This is Marie from the East Bay, and I think the bleeped out word is vacuum. Have a great one, you guys.
That's a good guess.
I hate emptying vacuums.
Yeah.
I don't even use the vacuum if I have to empty it. Don't.
You just take a look and you're like, it's
no
full.
Thanks.
Yeah. We'll move on. Yeah. We have to. In our house, we have a golden retriever. If you don't empty, it's the same thing like the lint trap. If you don't empty it, the thing doesn't work. It's so full of dog hair.
Annoying. All right. Great guesses so far. Nobody's got the correct word. So continue to leave your guesses on the TalkBack mic on the iHeart app. Going to play more TalkBacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. All right. So here is today's clip in case you missed it. So are you supposed to clean out the inside of your every time you use it? And let's go to the TalkBack, see if anybody got it right.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. Happy New Year. This is Norma from Oakland. Wanted to guess out the bleeped out word. Is it water bottle? Have a great day. Bye.
Good guess.
popular guest this morning.
Water bottle.
A lot of people carry around that big reusable water bottle, particularly at the start of the new year, because you want to drink more water. That's a lot of people's goal. I remember that was Selena's goal last year, the year before. How often did you wash that thing out?
Not very often.
She didn't finish the water.
So did you just add more water to it each day?
No, I would always change the water, but I wouldn't, I didn't like scrub it out every single time.
Right. I'm with you on that. I wouldn't either.
I feel like it's just water.
Yeah, it's some water.
Just water.
Hey, JB Show, this is David from Seattle. Is the bleeped out word oven? Clean out your oven every time you use it.
Ooh, good guess.
Oven. Cleaning out an oven. I can think of no...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Just no worse thing.
I just won't use it ever again.
Don't you just put it in a hotter setting? Whatever's in there will burn off, right? A little smoke comes out, turning the fan on. It's clean now.
I think so. Yeah.
A lot of people guessing oven.
This is Irene and Abby from Discovery Bay, and we want to guess that the bleeped out word is toaster. Have a good day. Bye.
There was another very popular guest, toaster.
Are we supposed to be cleaning out our toasters?
Have you ever seen how many crumbs are down at the bottom of that thing?
No.
Mine even has a little drawer, a little crumb drawer that pulls out. I don't even clean that out. They even make it easy for you to clean out, and I'm still not going to do it.
I didn't even know it had that. Oh, my God. I should check mine.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be full.
I'll just get a new one. A
lot of crumbs.
Chris from Pflugerville, one more guess. How about thermos? Your thermos, are you supposed to clean that every time?
There it is. All right, so here's today's clip, unbleeped. So are you supposed to clean out the inside of your thermos every time you use it? Now, I don't even have a thermos. I'm really asking because, Graham, I know you don't.
Meaning I have one, but I don't clean it out. Right.
How long has it been?
I don't know, a year?
Oh, my God. And you use it every day.
Here's the thing that's going to gross you out.
Oh, no.
So, no, you didn't touch it over break and you opened it up yesterday morning, old coffee and spit.
There was still, so we had our vacation, and when I don't use my thermos when we're not here because I use it to bring, you know, coffee to work, keep it warm all show long. But at home, I just drink out of my normal mug. But yesterday morning, I went to find it. It was in the cabinet and there was still coffee in it.
From
the beginning of December, whenever our last day was, and I just emptied it out.
Was it moldy?
I don't know. I just rinsed it out with
you
a little water and just moved on. I just dumped
disgusting.
It out, and then and I'm drinking out of it now. But I was like, dude, there's still coffee in it from 3 weeks ago.
Ew.
Yeah.
All right.
My coffee today tastes great. All right, let's give some shout-outs. Yeah, I should probably wash it. All right, Chris from Pflugerville came with the very first, and am I reading this correctly, Jess? The only correct answer this morning?
Yep.
A lot of people guessed Stanley or mug, things like that. Very, very close, but thermos was the word we were looking for, and since we have no shout-outs to give other than Chris, he will be getting a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. It's not thermos.
Yay.
It's a Chug Mug. A couple of the other most popular guesses this morning, you just quickly, ladies, let me know how often you clean yours. Microwave?
Every couple months.
It's only if there's like some red sauce from something stuck to the side do you clean it. A toothbrush was a popular guess.
Clean your toothbrush.
I just give it a quick rinse, right?
Yeah, a rinse every time you use it.
Yeah,
but...
a quick rinse. Oven was on there. Blender.
That every time you use it.
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, everything in there is gross. Dishwasher, very popular guess.
Clean the dishwasher.
Isn't it self-cleaning?
That's what I thought.
Isn't it cleaning everything
Maybe
in there?
Maybe that's what they mean. How long do you put it on self-cleaning?
I don't know. Trumpet, somebody guessed. I hope you clean that out, the spit valve or whatever in there. And a lot of people guessed shower this morning, how often you clean your shower.
I do maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, every 2 weeks or so, depending on how... 30 it looks
like. I feel like it's self-cleaning, right? Isn't all the water and the soap washing everything away? Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. Mine Anyways. Starts to look gross after a while.
Yeah, because you're sticking hairs to the wall. You tell us about it.
I clean the shower but leave the hair. I'm just kidding.
Gross.
All right, everyone. Thank you for playing. We are going to do it again tomorrow, same time, 7:05 right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Going good.
Good. Glad to hear that. Okay, continue. Tell us about your morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm just here with Sasha. We're getting ready for a go to school.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so we got Thomas and Sasha ready to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. I think you guys know how this works. For anyone that doesn't, we are going to ask four random trivia questions. Just got to get three correct. And if you guys can do that, you win.
Tickets for Angela Johnson Reyes.
My only bit of advice is try to come quick with the answers so you don't run out of time, okay? Don't spend too long deliberating.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Copenhagen is the capital city of what European country?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Selena can't wait to break out her impression.
Ooh. Okay, well, with that said, Scotland?
Nope. Ah!
Yeah, it's one of those places out there. No, but it's Denmark.
Denmark. Put some respect on Denmark. That's where my family's from.
Okay. Right,
question number two. Animals that carry their young in pouches are called what?
Marsupial.
Yep.
There it is.
There you go.
Here's question number three. In the business world, what does CMO stand for?
I'm sorry, did you say BMO?
No, CMO.
Oh, Chief Marketing Officer.
Yep.
Good job.
What does BMO stand for?
Yeah.
BMO. It's that big. I've seen the commercials. All right, question number four. You guys need this one to win the game. The pommel horse and uneven bars are just two of the events in what sport?
Would that be gymnastics?
Yep.
Yes,
yes it would.
You did it. Yes. Right. Didn't even need Sasha's help. Well, except for that first one. I think he could have used more help.
Right. But it doesn't matter. You're going to be checking out Angela Johnson Reyes. Congratulations.
Yes. Cool. Thanks, guys.
You are very welcome. Well, we hope you have a great rest of your day. Sasha, have a great day at school. Hang on there for your winning.
Copenhagen.
And Graham, do we have some shout-outs?
You know we do. Got some DMs here. First one, good morning, can you do me a favor and shout out my daughter? Her birthday was yesterday. I just wanted to tell her how much we all love her and how proud we are of her. Hope she had an amazing 9th birthday. Her name is Victoria. Sincerely, Mom, Dad, and her three older brothers. Yes, happy belated birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, happy new year. Can you shout out my son, Sen? Happy 14th birthday, Sen. Your mom and I are so proud of you for locking in and getting all of your high school applications in. We know you'll excel at any high school. Lucky enough to have you. Keep doing what you're doing. Yes, happy birthday and good luck on high school acceptance.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. You got to apply to go to high school?
Maybe like private ones.
Man, that sounds tough. College applications were enough for me. All right. Hi, Graham. Could you please send a special birthday shout out to my one and only son, Julian Ray Huerta. He's turning 8 today. We just want him to know that we're super proud of him and love him very much. Even though he drives us all crazy, we hope he has a great day at school. Can't wait to celebrate him later. And that's from Mom Body. Yes, happy, happy birthday.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, guys, can you please give my son a birthday shout out? Happy 13th birthday, Maddie. Finally a teenager. 13 years of your kindness, your humor, your big heart, and the way you light up every room just being you. Watching you grow into the amazing person you're becoming has been the greatest honor of my life. I'm so proud to be your...
I'm a mommy.
Also, I'll be right here cheering for you. Love, mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Grandma, Rob, Anthony, and Marcus. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, can you give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Mariah? Happy 11th birthday. We're so proud of you. You are killing it in school and softball. We love you so much. That's from Mom, Dad, Rose, Evelyn, and... Dice or Dice, I don't know, either one.
Who gives a fart?
Hello, Graham. Want to wish Camila a happy 13th birthday, officially a teenager. Hope you have an awesome day at school. We love you to infinity and beyond, and we're so proud of you. Keep working hard in school and life. Love Mom, Dad, Obed, and Bruce. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
And one more. Hi, Graham. Hope all is well. Can you please give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Ariana Romero, who's turning 12 today. We're so proud of the little lady. She's becoming so kind and loving and want her to enjoy her special day. Thanks. And that's from Mom Crystal. Yes, happy, happy birthday
happy
there.
Birthday.
But most importantly...
Who gives a
Ooh,
fart?
That's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Cardi B is furiously defending Stefon Diggs as he's facing assault charges. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but over the break, Stefon's former personal chef is claiming that he choked and slapped her early last month over a salary dispute. And yesterday, Cardi touched on that a little bit as she was, you know, just going on and on X. She said, not once has that woman said anything to me about being touched. Not once. Mind you, we were talking every single day until she left the house. But I'm going to let the courts handle it. And when it gets handled, I want all y'all talking ish to get on your knees with apologies just as loud as the way y'all been harassing over a lie. And I put that on my 2-month-old son. That's how confident I am.
Dang. Oof. So she wasn't present. She wasn't there.
Not for the alleged incident.
Interesting.
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, it sounds serious. I mean,
that's a very serious allegation.
But there is even an arraignment date set. So on the 23rd, dang, he will be in court for an arraignment. He's facing felony strangulation one felony strangulation charge and misdemeanor assault. So they must have some type of proof, right, for it to get that far. Otherwise, it would just be, you know, an accusation.
Also, why would the chef go to Cardi and tell her first?
Right. I would be the last person I would tell is his girlfriend. Right. Of course, who is she going to believe?
This is interesting.
I'm also wondering how the NFL is going to handle this. Because usually the NFL gets involved and applies some sort of disciplinary action.
Well,
in
they didn't.
Like
he just played.
I know. So. And the playoffs are just about to start. And his team, the Patriots, are in the playoffs. And his
arraignment is 2 days before the AFC Championship.
Dang.
That's interesting. Yeah. That is an interesting twist. What's your gut telling you about this? Because, like, look, we've all been in I remember negotiating my salary here. And the boss just kept slapping me and hitting me. I thought that was just normal. Is that not part of...
That was not normal. No.
They're not supposed to do that?
No, they're not.
Dang it, I should have said something about that. Yeah. Well, anyway, what do you think about these allegations?
I'm leaning more towards believing her.
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to believe the victims?
That's why.
Yeah. But I don't want to. I want Cardi to have this wonderful man finally, you know? Yeah, this is kind of putting a damper on that.
Not looking good for her relationship.
I don't think it's affecting her relationship.
Well,
She's still defending him.
If he goes to jail, you know.
Well, we'll see.
Well, there's that.
Can we talk about the captured Venezuelan leader really quick?
Sure.
Not because he was in court yesterday and pled not guilty, but apparently his capture photo, like, broke the internet because of his outfit. Now, you probably saw the photo where he's being transported to New York. You can see it on our Instagram story. If you need a little refresher, just go to jvmorningshow.com. jvmorningshow on Instagram. I saw the photo when it first came out, but I didn't realize the man is wearing a Nike Tech jacket and the matching joggers that go with it. Oh, Graham, your kids are a bit younger, but every teen boy has a Nike Tech.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. So to see him wearing this, I think it caught people a little off guard, but people are saying, because they went online to go see, like, how much this ran for, or, you know, where they can buy it. People are saying that because of this photo, it's sold out, like, within hours.
Oh, my God.
People went to go buy this based on
this
photo.
That's all the reports are saying, that this outfit flew off the shelves within hours of this photo being posted.
It does look pretty comfortable.
Yeah, it does.
Do you think he got to pick what he wanted to wear that day? I mean, we're talking about a middle of the night raid. Guys bust into the bedroom that you're sleeping in with long guns pointed at your face. And do you think they're like, hey, well, go into your closet there and grab some. I think they picked it out for him.
You think so?
I think they did.
I don't think
they let you go, well, what would you like to wear today?
I don't think that. I think they were just like, hurry up and put some clothes on. And he just grabbed what was there. And it was probably that.
I don't think they let you move.
Yeah, maybe.
They've got you pinned down with, here, put this on. And,
hilarious.
Or he sleeps in this. I don't know.
Yeah, these are his pajamas.
Seems like it'd be pretty hot down by the equator, but I don't know.
Enough of that. Graham, what do you have?
All right, last night, the Golden State Warriors in L.A. taking on the Clippers during the fourth quarter of the game, much to the displeasure of Coach Steve Kerr, there was an obvious goaltending that went uncalled. Clippers player John Collins, he blocked a layup attempt from GP2, Gary Payton II, but the ball had clearly already hit the backboard, and the refs didn't call it. And had they, the Warriors would have been awarded 2 points. Steve Kerr lost it. He ran onto the court to argue it, and he got ejected. Now, those 2 points, very key and important in this game, because the Warriors went on to lose 103-102, a 1-point loss. Had they had those other 2 points, look, we don't know. It's conjecture, but they likely would have won the game. Well, the NBA and the refs have admitted that they missed that call. call, they got it wrong. Now, unfortunately, they don't go retroactively awarding the Warriors
a
win. Yeah, but you don't know what would have happened after that, but it would be nice to have those 2 points and have your coach not get ejected, I guess. That was another element of it. But the NBA would like you to know, oopsies, my bad, we got it wrong. If that makes Warrior fans feel any better today. I mean, it's a regular season game, but,
yeah,
still,
but still,
you'd like that win.
I guess at least they're admitting it. Or people not have really noticed if they didn't admit it.
I think people had to see it because you saw it on the replay that the ball hits the backboard. Yeah.
But it adds salt to the wound that they were like, sorry, we messed up.
But at least you're getting your feelings acknowledged. You know,
like, a bit,
I guess. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. Good morning, Bay Area. Welcome back, JV Show, from your hiatus. I'm not sure if that time made you forget our bet me and a couple of other JV fans made. I believe it was Edgar with the haircut and City Side from Walnut Creek. We did make a bet about the Raiders beating the Giants, and honestly, I'm okay with us losing. We got the number one overall pick. But I am a man of my word, so please let me know how to...
Okay. So, what did we ever decide what they are going to be doing exactly?
That's the point. Look, we had a bet, New York Giants versus Raiders. They were going to play each other in basically the toilet bowl to see, because they were coming into that game, I think, with equal records, or yep. Maybe the Giants had, was it equal records?
It was, yeah.
Dismal records. And we up here supported Jess's hometown team, the Salinas New York Giants. And then said he said Edgar without the haircut, and I think did he say his name?
No, he didn't.
Anyways, they all sided with the Raiders, and
is that Jesus Sacktown? No.
Okay, here because we haven't really decided what the consequence is going to be. Can you just like DM JV Morning Show just so we can have everybody's contact information, then we can figure it out. And like line up a day.
Look, I'm on the winning side, but even as their appointed legal representatives, like. I would argue
that
they
have to do nothing.
I would argue that a bet was not fully made because
there was no idea.
But there was no agreed upon consequence for losing said bet. I mean, I would argue
someone threw out having a chug, yeah, the chug wheel.
Yeah, but it was never. Again, I'm on the winning side, but I'm their court appointed lawyer, and I'm going to argue that they're exonerated, that they should face no consequences other than the fact that they, you know.
Look, he's leaving his talk box. Lost. He clearly wants a consequence.
Okay.
I think it should
you
be
know what
chugging.
I mean? If he didn't, they would just forget like it ever happened.
Right.
I think just chugging.
And then Seti said we'll have to send Graham a video of him obviously running around the block in his thong.
Yes. Yeah,
he was gonna go, he's going to chug and streak. I think it's what he offered up.
Yes.
But again, we never really, I mean, that's our own bad. We dropped the ball on that one. We should have set those consequences in stone, and then they would have had to do it. But, I mean, they could definitely do some legal maneuvering to get their way out of this. All if they want, but I don't know.
Or if you really want to chug, you let us know. We can make that happen, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Before you get to your super important question having to do with San Jose, we've gone all morning without saying Happy Three Kings Day.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Feliz Día de los Reyes. So everybody who is celebrating, I know my kids woke up to some gifts in their shoes.
Oh.
Which, Graham, you don't do this. And every year I'm like explaining to you that children wake up this morning and the Three Kings have brought them gifts in their shoes that they left out.
Cool. Hopefully they didn't get all. It was raining last night. Hopefully
they don't leave them outside. They're inside.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
By the door.
Yeah.
Oh, near the front door.
Near the front door. My kids sometimes will put them by the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. So.
And you guys later we're gonna be having a rosca. Have you ever tried a rosca?
Mm-hmm.
Graham. Oh, yep. Okay. Well, we're gonna be having one from Chavez Supermarket.
Yeah. Nice. Chavez Supermarkets. Mm-hmm. You don't want the baby Jesus, though.
Yeah.
What does that mean again? You have to host the next year or something?
You have to host, like, next month. And my family never gets that far. We don't actually do that part, but you're supposed to.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm sending everyone vibes that you do not get the baby Jesus today.
Good
luck. But does anybody actually follow through? Because
maybe some people. I never have.
Yeah, me either.
Got it.
Anyway, so... Happy Three Kings Day to anyone who is celebrating today.
All right, now everybody in the Bay Area, listen up, because I have a very important question. So you know how people get mad if you say SF?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Do they?
I thought they did. I thought you're not supposed to say SF or
SF
San
is
Fran
way better than San Fran. SF is better than San Fran.
Oh, okay,
100 times better.
On the hierarchy of it.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. But is it the same thing, or do people have a problem when people say SJ for San Jose?
But who the hell says SJ?
I've never heard anyone say that.
Do people say that?
I've heard people say it. I can't remember the exact moment when I heard it over the vacation, but I know I heard someone say it. That's why I was like, huh, let me write this down.
Maybe they were talking about their Christmas list. Like, I want to get an SJ from my wife.
Ew. Oh, no. What is that again?
I don't know. If you don't know what it is, you probably can't afford it. SJ? I've never
heard that.
That's news to me.
I'm going
to
say people shouldn't say that.
Okay.
Do you feel the same way, Graham? Like, no one should say that.
It seems very awkward and clunky.
SJ. Where are you going? I'm going to go to SJ.
It seems just as easy to say San Jose.
Right.
I feel like I have...
SJ.
I've heard definitely more than one person say it in my lifetime. More than a couple people.
Were they not local to here?
Some not local to here. Some just a few hours away in Salinas.
That explains it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably...
But even then, I've never heard anybody say SJ.
San Jose... San Ho.
San Ho.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot. No SJ.
I've never heard anyone call it SJ. And I don't like it. Nobody should.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
SF, like, I hear some people say it doesn't bother me as much. But to me, that's almost like nobody from here calls it that.
Oh, okay.
Do you know? Do you get that same vibe, Graham?
Yeah, it's the city.
Yeah, you just call it the city.
Okay. But if you're not from here, then you're okay with accepting SF. Just not
I'd
San
rather
Fran.
You did that than San Fran.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and yet the San NFL Fran commentators really continue to just say it over and over and over again every one of these recent Niner games. Oh, look, Christian McCaffrey lining up for San Fran. Stop it. Just stop saying it. They do it every game. I feel like they're doing it on purpose just to annoy us. I hate it.
Or do they not know? Like, someone needs to tell them. We need to be the ones to tell them.
Heard that feedback, but you know, these national broadcasters, they don't care.
I don't know. Right. I don't think they know.
I'm sure even artists that come to the Bay Area and perform have said it before too.
They do. Because they don't know they're not supposed to.
Right. Okay.
But it's like we go other places. We don't know what the people there call their city, you know?
So then do we give them a pass?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because you should know. Do your homework.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, I cannot believe you've heard people actually call San Jose as
it's a thing. Some people
it's
say
not.
It.
There's no way.
Good morning. It's Melinda. I'm talking about the SJ topic. I've never heard anyone say SJ, but I've seen it like on socials and when people write like shorthand for San Jose, SJ, but I've never heard anyone actually say that. It's weird. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Okay, same. Like, yeah, I'll do that if I'm texting it.
Right, you know? Obviously. In news headlines, we've all seen it written that way. But yeah in public
even
speak,
in,
you
like,
don't say
on
it.
TikTok, you haven't seen... Like, anyone who's not from here, I feel like they will say that sometimes.
Call it SJ. Mm-hmm.
Morning, JV Show. You should never say SJ. Never. It's San Ho. San Ho is a lot better than San Fran. Love you guys. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, why is San Ho okay? But San Fran, we're like, oh, no way.
San Fran is...
it just sounds stupid.
It's very cringe. San Ho, though, I don't know that I would ever... I don't think I would ever say it.
Really? Yeah. I used to.
I said San Jose.
To say San Jose.
Like, where are you up to today?
Come to San Ho!
San Ho!
San Ho! Hey, from San Jose. You know, I think SJ is the standard for me, at least. I mean, if it's good enough for SJ Sharky, it's good enough for the rest of us, right? I mean, I've never been a fan of San Ho. It sounds off to me, but to each their own, right? When I'm traveling in the Bay Area, I always tell people I'm from SJ. It's like calling San Francisco the city. I guess it's just talk, right? I mean, it doesn't bother me. Am I the only one?
Yeah.
So there you go. I don't know. Nobody can agree. Somebody said, don't say San Ho. Someone say San Ho. And then that one said, it's SJ Sharky.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Get it together, yeah. San Joseans.
Yes.
San Joseans.
San Hos.
San Hos.
Oh, yeah.
Decide on your nickname. I don't know what it is, but get it together.
All right, let's talk about this incident at Disneyland.
Yeah, it was kind of scary. A dad seriously hurt in this violent confrontation. A brawl broke out in the line for the Indiana Jones Adventure this past Tuesday afternoon. According to police, this is what happened. A group of people waiting in line at Indiana Jones. Another group cut through the line in front of them to catch up with some family members. So you had some couple people in a family holding a spot in line, and then suddenly here comes a big group of that family, and they're cutting through the line
to get up
with their family. We don't, but we know this escalated into a very violent fight between two men, and one of those men had to get stitches on his head.
Oh,
he was beaten pretty badly. It sounds like one of the guys didn't really fight back. He didn't want to get him and his family kicked out of Disneyland or blacklisted or something,
right.
And one guy just continued to throw punches at him, and obviously everybody in line very shaken watching this violent confrontation. I did want to ask where we stand on this. How do you feel about somebody holding a place in line for a group? Here comes their family now to come claim their place in line.
See, for me,
is that fair?
For me, it kind of matters how big the group is, because I've done this. Not for a large group of people, but like the last time I was at Disney, if I'm like, oh my God, there's nobody in this line here. Oh, but this kid needs to go to the bathroom. I'm like, well, hurry up. I'm going to get in this line and just meet up with us after. So it's like literally two more people coming to meet us. And nobody had an issue with right. it, but I would feel wrong if I'm like, hey, group of 10 people, we're over here. Yeah. Come jump the line and get with us. That wouldn't even feel right to me.
That's what I was thinking. And Jess, I want to hear your thoughts, but I think there's a number. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but it might be more than three.
Yeah.
If it's you know, when I was at Disneyland, same thing. One kid's got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to be in line. And then my wife and my son, they're going to come join us. And, you know, people will still give you a little bit of a side eye when two people are cutting through the line to catch up with you. But if it's more than three, is three the number?
Three is the number. Because if you are the single person in line, that would make the group four. And then that would just take up two seats. Versus if you're a group of six, then I don't know. I feel
that's
like...
That's too much math for me.
We're getting stuck in the details. I mean, but I'm talking about a line anywhere. Not just at Disneyland. I'm annoyed. I would be... Now, look, I'm not going to fight somebody over it. I may say make a comment like, whoa, hey, the line mm-hmm. starts back here. If an entire family now comes up and takes their place in line for me in front of, I don't care if it's at Subway sandwiches, I'd be like, whoa, wait, I thought I was the third person in line here. And now suddenly
are you a little bit more lenient when it's kids? Like if it's a parent and their kids, like... I guess I'm a little bit more understanding, but if it's a group of like seven teenagers, I'm going to be like, whoa, you guys are old enough to like stand in line on your own.
Okay, so you're saying the number matters, but also who it is.
I think age matters as well.
And would you, Jess, say something if a large group does suddenly, look, they're not cutting in front of you technically, somebody's holding their space in line, but here comes a family, maybe some kids, maybe some older siblings, maybe their cousins, grandma and grandpa want to go on Indiana Jones too. Everybody files in front of you. Are you going to say something?
I just know myself and I know I wouldn't, but I would want to. And that's part of what I want to change this year too. Add that to my New Year's resolutions.
Not cut in line?
No, I want to speak up for myself. Like, I feel like I get stuck in a lot of situations where I'm like, dang, I should have said something.
But it gets you punched in the face and you have to get stitches at the park.
Dang it. Oh my God. I literally had something, well, not similar, but something happened to me when I went to Disneyland this past time. We were getting in the shuttle to leave the park, like at the end of the day. We were in line to get the shuttle. We're tired already, ready to go home. And two kids start running around in the area that we're in. Well, the mom goes to try to stop them from...
Jess hates kids.
Yeah, well, no, that's where they went wrong.
Listen, the mom tries to stop them, right? To scold them. She scolds them. She's done talking and she stays there in front of me. The kids weren't in line. The mom wasn't in line. But I feel like she almost like planned this and used the kids to cut me in line.
Did it on purpose.
Did it in line. And
so she did a scolding cut.
Yeah.
She scolded
and did
the
you
kids
say anything?
I didn't say anything. I literally just...
Yeah, she would have scolded you.
I just had a look on my face, but I was like, you know what? We're at Disney. Like, this is the happiest place on earth. Like, I shouldn't
Yeah, the wife... Everybody's so angry at the happiest
Everybody's
place on
punching
earth.
Each other.
Got stitches?
Yeah, it turns out, despite Disneyland being awesome, being the happiest place on earth, everybody there is tired and cranky and humans are the worst.
Yeah.
And we just devolved to beating each other over... Like, you've been in the line now for 45 minutes. Is an extra 1 minute really worth
it?
It's really not.
It's the principle.
I get it. I would not feel, if somebody asked me, hey, can you our whole group, you know, seven or eight of us are going to go grab some food. Can you hold our spot in the line? I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that.
You would say no?
I'm not. Would you want to hold? I would feel so uncomfortable because I know it's wrong. You can't hold a spot in line for more than, I would say, again, two people.
Yeah. I feel like I would just automatically say yes because I'd feel bad saying no.
Wait till you
get everybody. You really need to start speaking up for yourself.
Yeah, you should in 2026.
I'm going to say no more in 2026. That's my New Year's resolution.
Well, good luck with that. Yep. We know it's not going to happen.
Nope. Thanks.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get back to this line cutting incident at Disney, there's a lot of talkbacks that we want to talk about, that we want to play back to you. I just remembered, you guys, today Starbucks is launching their 2026 winter menu. Remember those Dubai chocolate drinks we talked about?
Yeah.
No way.
They're here officially today.
Have people been camping out and with their little bear-shaped cup waiting to get them filled up?
I haven't seen that.
Wait, yeah. Did they put out merch with it?
That you guys are asking too many questions. I don't know, okay? I just know that those Dubai chocolate drinks, they're in stores now.
That bear-shaped cup hype died down faster than anything.
The next day, forgot all about it.
Wow.
All right, Graham, can you quickly recap what went down at Disneyland?
Yeah, so this past week, a violent confrontation broke out in the line at Indiana Jones Adventure at Disneyland. According to police, people waiting in line for Indiana Jones, a group of people cut through the line to catch up with other family members ahead in the line that were holding their place. And then two dads end up duking it out. One of them got punched so badly he had to get some stitches in his face. And we were wondering about sort of the line etiquette when it comes to, can you hold a line for a group of people or can it only be a small number?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. Welcome back, guys. But on this whole line jumping thing, because that's what it's technically known as, it drives me crazy. I see it all the time. Go to Great America. You see one person standing in the line, and then all of a sudden 10 people come join the line with them, and it drives me crazy. And I will say something. Obviously, I'm not going to fight someone over it, and I don't think violence is ever the answer, but I think they need to do more to enforce that this doesn't happen, because it happens all the time.
It does. And you know, that would bother me too. If it were the other way around, I'm just using that same example. If it were 10 people there holding this spot and then one person joins them, that doesn't really bother me.
Right. True.
But if it's one person waiting and then 10 more people come, that is going to drive me kind of crazy.
How do you feel when you are waiting in line for something? It doesn't need to be a ride, whatever it is. And then you see like your best friend show up and their partner and their kids.
And they're, oh, hey, get in line with us. We're going on this one.
Do you invite them into the line with you? Or are you like, well, sorry, you got to go all the way to the back. And the line starts way back over there.
I'm letting them cut.
Oh, wow. See? Wow. I think that surpasses I think it's a number thing. One or two people, sure. But you start getting three, I'm sweating. I'm like, nah, you might want to. The line's way back there.
Three as in three adults. Right?
I think three anything.
Okay.
It's too much.
Yeah. Three is a good number.
Hi, guys. This is Amanda from Napa. I was just calling about the Disneyland. We were there over the holiday, and we were on Pirates of the Caribbean, and the family of, like, six, seven, eight people just jumped right in front of us.
Six, seven.
And I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to be that parent or that person who, like, makes the scene, but the family behind us did. And then so we were able to jump in with them, and then that family was able to get out. But united with the other family. Have a great day, guys. Happy New Year. Woo!
Woo! Wait, you got the line cutters kicked out?
Yeah, they booted them out. They banded the other families in line, banded together and said, not on our watch.
See, I like that. I like when other people speak
they
up
start
and then
first,
I don't have
and then
to.
You can join in. But yeah, a group of like six, seven, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, JV Show. This is Tweet from Lincoln. I love that you guys are bringing this topic up. My family and I went to Legoland about a few months ago, and I was holding the line for my cousin and her two daughters, and when she finally got in line, the man in front of us was so mad, he started calling her trash. That wasn't called for, but wow, crazy sometimes. People are aggressive.
Yeah, see, that kind of behavior, though, like, that's just not needed. That's just, you're being a little extra.
But she went, the three people is too, her cousin and the two kids, that's too many.
That's three people, though. You said that's okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think three is too many. I'm now thinking about it. It's maybe three is...
I think three is the most.
Four? No way. Not a chance.
And it was two kids. I'm more lenient when it's kids.
Sure. Side with the trash mom. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care. I'm kidding!
Hi, JV Show. About the line cutting,
two people cannot hold, or a person cannot hold a line spot for a group of people. It's different if it's a group of people holding a spot for, like, one or two people. You can't do it the other way around. That's crazy. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Bye. I think we all agree on that.
Yep. I think that's sort of that's got to be the golden rule, right?
Yeah.
Can everybody just have a little bit of compassion and human understanding? We don't need to resort to punching each other in the face in a line. Everybody will get on the ride.
Especially at Disney.
Just have fun. There's kids. So many kids there watching your adult behavior and you're fighting each other.
Right.
Just dial it back.
Right. Before we move on from the Disney topic, can I just shout out some of our listeners that I ran into at Disney?
Nope.
Graham, can you? Oh,
just kidding. Yes, yes, I can.
Oh, can you check if we're number one in Disney?
If we are, we start in the new year, number one in Disney.
Yes!
That has never been done before.
No, it's a tough market to crack.
Awesome. Shout out to Lupe and Alex, and congrats on their recent engagement.
Nice. Woo-woo.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, you guys, Ryan from East Bay. Hey, Jess, I heard that little 6-7 in the middle of that last conversation, and Selena, you obviously followed up with it. I used to hate 6-7. I know there's people out there who still do, and I know some people would say, oh, it's 2025, it's over. But if you want to laugh about 6-7, watch the South Park episode on it, because I absolutely hated it, was annoyed by it. Once I watched the South Park episode, I was dying. I love it. I make all the jokes out of my little cousins and everything. Watch it. It's worth it.
Graham, maybe you have to watch it.
Yeah. Maybe, because yesterday, if you missed it, you can go back and podcast the show. I went on a bit of a rant about 6-7, because that is all I heard the entire Christmas vacation time, because my kids and my little nieces and nephews, everybody just runs around saying it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Will you
all,
watch that episode?
All I heard. I kind of need to, but as of right now, me currently having not seen that episode, I'm still firmly in the camp of it's done.
Okay.
And I'm done with it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Northwest's Instagram mysteriously disappeared yesterday. So she joined Instagram.
Like a spooky, is this a spooky mystery or a...
Not really, just kind of like it was deactivated for a little bit. So she joined Instagram not too long ago, which was a big deal. Like, she has a solo account. Like, her TikTok account is a joint account with mom.
Right.
So this is her very own account. But she still says there that it's, like, you know, being partly managed by her parents, blah, 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 blah. But yesterday, her page disappeared for a little while. A lot of people thought it was because of all the backlash she was getting for her latest piercing. Did you guys see this?
Yes.
You can check it out on our Instagram story. Just go to JV Morning Show. It is most likely fake. At least I hope it's fake. I think it's called a bridge piercing, like a little barbell that goes over the bridge of her nose. The reason I think it's fake is because she has like the same studs that you see there, one right under her eye. And that looks like it's just like a little sticker. And then there's one by her lip. Right. One by her eye doesn't look like a piercing. So I just think they're stick-on things. But we don't know for sure. Anyways. That is not the reason her Instagram account was deactivated yesterday, because it reappeared shortly after. People thought maybe Kanye got involved, but apparently Kanye is turning a new leaf and he isn't against her social media use anymore.
Wow.
Listen to this. Kim and Kanye over the holidays managed to get it together, and they actually spent time together in the same room with the kids. No drama. No ranting, no insults. Apparently, Kanye's been working on himself, doing a lot of reflecting, and Kanye even now approves of North on social media. He loves how unique and creative she is, loves her fashion, loves the bright blue hair, and this explains why North has recently gotten into making beats and producing music. She's been posting little clips that she's been doing on her social media pages.
That's funny, because the audience now is like, oh, now we know why Kanye didn't want her to have social media in the first place, because they see her posting all these things. But it's funny that he approves of it now.
Now he approves of it.
Do you think this piercing not real, despite the fact that she does have a real piercing in her hand, right? Is that what that other one is? Okay, but that one just to me,
it just doesn't look real. Do you think it looks real?
Kind of hard to tell.
To me, it doesn't look real.
But based on the fact that there's another one... near it, you know, like you said, it does look more like it's a little stick-on thing.
Yeah,
would it surprise me if it was real? Not at all.
Not really at this point. I feel like nothing surprises me
right.
with that family.
Yeah.
We have some mom drama, you guys. So Ashley Tisdale, you guys know who she is?
Yeah.
She just left her mom friend group. She wrote an essay for The Cut where she talked about how her friend group was just toxic and very high school. Mind you, this is a group with other celebrity moms. Some of them are, you know, really well-known stylists or wives of celebrities, but there are some names you would know. Hilary Duff is in this friend group. Mandy Moore.
Oh.
Meghan Trainor.
Oh.
And Ashley wrote
quite
about
the mom group.
Yeah. And they would just do like hangouts and they're in matching
pillow
outfits.
Fights and stuff.
Pillow
and
fights, like, yeah.
Sleepovers. Yeah. A lot of wine.
Yeah, and the clothes come off.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
But Ashley wrote about feeling so bad about herself because she would go online and see the friend group hanging out to things she wasn't invited to and then finding out there were separate group chats.
Oh, the A team and the B team. Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, so everyone was being like, you know, they started to like click up. Because there was group chats where like other people were excluded from certain groups, and it was just very mean girl behavior, and she felt left out, hurt, and drained. And she also, notably, Ashley Tisdale no longer follows Hilary Duff or Mandy Moore.
Oh, so those are the two meanest of the moms.
I guess so.
But that sounded like a pretty large group. Isn't that natural for there to be certain side text and stuff, conversations, because you know, like, oh, well, these people probably can't go, their kids are little, but this group of moms, yeah, they probably can do something today, so I'm not going to text the entire group. I'm
well, let me ask you, Graham, because every year, you and your boys, you go to Herbert Camp, are there side group chats? Or you invite everyone, regardless of whether they can go or not, and they let you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you take, but if they can't go, then you take them off the thread, so they don't have to sit there and see all the texts about it.
But you at least ask.
Well, yeah, everyone gets
invited.
Everyone gets invited.
Right.
Okay.
So that was the issue.
To that, but do you invite, but that's like saying that you, well, Selena doesn't have friends.
Yeah,
bad example. Right. Jess, that's like saying you invite all of your friends to every time you go out to get coffee. Maybe you just want to get coffee with a few of them.
Ah, that's
not
a good
the entire friend group.
That's a good point. But you do notice it if it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Well, because of social media, now people say, wait, they're all hanging out without me? Without social media, this behavior would be just totally normal.
You wouldn't know that it was even happening.
Right. Maybe maybe that's what happened to your entire friend group, Selena. Maybe out right now hanging out.
Without me.
Without you. And they just haven't posted about it.
And you didn't get the text.
I'd rather not know. I would rather not know, I guess.
Do you guys in your personal life break up your text conversations? Like I said, I have all of my college buddies, we have an A team and a B team. The A team is the one that we text and message the most, and we've decided that a bunch of them, we don't really need all the stuff.
For me, it was different because all the groups were separate to begin with. So I've combined some groups, but they were mostly like different college friends versus work friends versus like...
It must be nice to have more than one group.
Jess usually doesn't text me back, so I'm not on the work friends. Don't file me under the work friends. Part of this, but okay.
Graham, is there something you wanted to throw in here?
Yeah, really quick. East Palo Alto wants the homicide per capita capital of the United States, but local leaders, they're excited to announce, you guys, that for all of last year, zero homicides, no murders, all of 2025, which actually marks the second time in the past 3 years that the city has reached that goal. They say that achieving this milestone has been years in the making. It's a reflection of a very concerted effort to change from one of the most violent areas in the nation. They credit strong community partnerships, youth programs, and increased police presence for helping in that violence reduction. So congrats to East Palo Alto. They'd like everybody to hear about it so they can continue to shed their past reputation. That is quite the milestone. Two out of the last 3 years. That's pretty good.
Nice.
Love
nice
that.
Job.
All right. Next on the JV show, can I talk about something that I did for the very first time this year, 2026? Something that I think I slammed previously in the past and I thought it was so stupid I would never do that. And then look at me now, I'm doing it.
I can't wait.
But I'll tell you what it is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. Happy Tuesday. It's so refreshing to have you guys back on. We like suffered the last week. You have no idea. But Fremont didn't go back to school till today, so we turned you guys on, and we were so excited to hear you guys on the way. But yeah, so have a great day, guys. It's great to have you back, and Happy New Year! Yay!
Happy New Year. Appreciate you guys back and listening, everybody getting back into their routine. You got a new device or something for Christmas? Make sure you set it up with the iHeartRadio app so you can stream us and listen to us from anywhere. We appreciate that. Like to keep our jobs through this year, so that'd be huge.
Please.
Selena, are your kids in school this week?
Yeah.
Back in school? Yeah, my kids are off this week.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a horrible thing.
It's bad?
Dad's back to work this week. Then I got to go home and entertain him all day. No, thanks. Go to school. Barf.
All right. I kicked off the new year doing something that I had never done before. And something I'm pretty sure I said I would never do because it is just so stupid.
Do tell.
I did a vision board.
Yes!
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I vision boarded. We as a family vision boarded.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
If you guys want to see my vision board, I just sent the photo over to Jess. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
I wish I could go back to the last time that we talked about this. And
yeah,
just,
because I'm sure you
ripped
it.
And I just ripped it to shreds.
Can we go to the...
We don't even need to go to the archives. I'm telling you right now. And it's just, it's so dumb. Like, why do you have to glue things to a board if you're going to just manifest things or things you want? Then just want them. Like, just doing a vision board, it's for losers.
All right, now let's do a deep dive into your vision board now that you're 9 years old again. All right, here on your vision board.
Let me say, we made it a family activity. And the kids, the older ones, they were like, we do this in art class at school. Who cares? But it was really fun. And, that's it. Okay.
So you want to eat pasta in 2026?
Yeah, let's look at her vision board. So very interesting. Okay, 2026. And right below that, it says special edition. Tell me about that.
It says my vision board special edition because it's my very first one. I feel like I had to label it.
Okay. Oh, got it. So this one is a special edition because it's a first edition.
Yeah.
Over here on the left, there's a arrow with a bunch of arrows flying at a bullseye.
I think that's supposed to be like a target. Just like hit your targets. You set a goal, actually do them. So quit being lazy.
Where did you get all the things? Did you have to go buy a bunch of magazines?
We had to go out and buy magazines. You know how expensive magazines are? Yes.
Why didn't you just print stuff out?
Why didn't you write it with your hands?
We don't have a printer, and it wouldn't have looked as cool. I think we wanted that magazine look.
Okay.
Got it. Serial killer.
You cut the
lettering out.
Like a Zodiac killer.
The lettering out of a magazine. You want that serial killer
vibe.
That's
what I was going for, though.
All right, so below that says make money.
Yep.
Any thoughts on that and how you're going to achieve
just want
that?
Want more money, not yet.
A bunch of $100 bills spilling out of a wallet. Below that is a
rim?
Some sort of fancy car.
It's a Rolls Royce.
Okay, you're gunning for a Rolls Royce this year, or just...
I just wanted it to look nice. I mean, I'm also realistic. I'm not going to be getting a Rolls Royce ever in this lifetime.
So already one thing that will not be achieved on 2026 Special Edition Vision Board. Next to that is some flowers under a clock. Any thoughts?
Those don't go together. The clock is just like time. That's not one of my goals, being on time to work, no. It's just being more mindful of the time you have left, and when you set a goal, like...
Like you're going
to
die soon?
Well, I mean, not like I'm gonna die soon.
Well, that's what it sounded like. I only have so much time left.
But you want to spend that time with your family, like you know, with your loved ones, doing things that make you happy.
Got it. And then the flowers.
Sometimes flowers just make me happy. They look pretty.
To zhuzh up the vision board a little bit, make it prettier. And then next to that, it looks like an hourglass and some lipstick.
It's a martini.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All right, it's a martini. So drink more in 2026.
More going out for drinks.
Okay, but yesterday you told us your New Year's resolution was not to black out.
Yeah, but I can still go out for drinks.
Okay. So more going out to drink. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and the lipstick signifies the going out also?
Just things for me. And that's why the pasta, like going out for dinner with my husband, we didn't do that a whole lot last year.
So
last year was a little struggling.
Why is the microphone next to the woman eating the pasta?
That's my nightmare.
Are you going to do
mukbangs? Yeah, I might do some ASMR or something.
Oh, that's my nightmare. There's a nice watch next to that. And then below that, like some kind of mansion. We're manifesting a new house this year?
Not new house, but like vacation.
Okay. Ooh,
vacation.
Okay.
That's Hawaii, by the way. I've never been, so.
There's a couple little catchphrasy things that luckily your magazine that you found had that you could just cut out. One says, feed your body and soul with somebody doing some yoga. Are you going to do some yoga this year?
No, I'm not going to do any yoga.
And what will you be feeding your body? Funyuns?
Probably
Celsius.
Is that a picture of hot Cheetos? Oh, those are weights.
Those are
never
weights.
Mind.
I do want to get back to working out at some point. As far as feeding my body, just probably water at some point.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Have you had a sip of water yet in 2026?
Yeah, I have. I have.
Okay, good. Probably okay, good. Not. We're on the right track.
I had this morning.
I just have one very important question.
Yes.
Where did you put this up? In your house?
It is in the garage where my man like converted that to his workspace where he does a lot of his content and work.
So is everybody's vision board up there?
Mine and his is.
And are they going to stay up all year round?
Yeah.
They have to.
This thing
That's how you manifest, Graham.
Yeah, I get it, but like, I don't know. I just don't want this on my wall. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't want it in my bedroom. Like, hello, they gotta look at that thing. Like,
yeah, that's fair. It does look like your kid's art project.
So if you do want to go look at my vision, I can't believe I did one.
I love it.
JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.